There we go. Hey, everyone. Yeah, this is the Stephen D. Podcast, episode number 7. And it is Friday, February 8th. And I just got Coke on my hand. That's not very cool. Yeah. I don't like that.
Alright.
No, but I really need the Coke today. I'm extremely tired. I think it's the weather, because yesterday it was like 75 degrees and then it started snowing today. So, it's been really confused lately. Yeah. So, I think we're going to have a pretty exciting episode today because I've got two games to play. They're both pretty retro arcade style games. Audio games, of course. And I'm looking forward to both of them. One of them's called Villains from Beyond, and the other is Dark Defender. So, yeah, I figure we'll get playing those. And of course, if you want to join in, if you want to communicate, there are three ways you can do that. You can mention me on Twitter at Stevo399. This time, I actually did pull up the Discord, and you can use a Skype group. So, yeah. Let's see. I got most of the stuff ready, but of course. Here we go. I think it's funny, because if I go on the Icecast to look at the listener count and make sure everything's going, and we didn't name this server anything, so it's still got the default. This is my server name. This is my description. And I think it says I'm streaming rock music, and I don't know why. Yeah, it does. It says I'm streaming rock. Kind of funny. Okay. So, I will try to keep up with messages. You forgot to say you were live, you stupid. Yes, I did. Okay. Well, so basically, I will try to keep up with messages as best as possible. I'm the only one reading them, and there are three different sources. So, yeah, if I don't get to you for like 5 minutes, don't feel put out. All right. So, you know what? Yeah, I think we can shut that off. Because I think we're ready to go. I will admit, I've never played either of the games I'm going to be playing today. You know, I figured I would learn them here because, I don't know, part of me thinks it's funner that way, or more fun for the grammar Nazis out there. It's a lot more fun to just kind of open it up and check it out. All right, let's see. So welcome, Alec. I believe Brandon's here as well. Both of these games are actually portable, so I have them in this one little folder here that's specific to this podcast. So I figured that Villains from Beyond was the game I've been talking about playing on here. It's the one that people wanted me to play. So I figured that's the one we'll start out with. And again, I haven't really played this, so... Oh, cool. So, the story of this game is literally this. Space Invaders gets boring after a while. Standing around moving a turret ain't too fun for too long. No, I agree. It really isn't. And there are way too many games that... or in the Space Invaders genre that just do that. If this is how you think, then this game is for you. Villains from Beyond combines the fun and constant movement of a classic scrolling shooter with more arcade elements such as power-ups, different types of enemies, and more. Plus, it's endless, so try to make it as far as you can. I love endless games like this. And then we just have the idea and all that. So yeah, the readme just has a bunch of the enemies, and I'm just gonna skip past that because I don't care. I'll figure it out. Okay, so the arrow keys up and down increase and decrease your speed. Left and right turn, and you can shoot with your beam with Z, X a launch of bombs, C anti-aircraft bursts. Use two shield bits to shoot a beam if you press A. And you can go to the store. That's cool. If you press space. P is pause, obviously. Home and end are for the music. Volume. And V is level progress. S is score. Most of the rest of these are just stat keys. Alright. Q with a rage quit key. I like that. Okay. So, we're gonna open this.
Raise menu, use the up and down arrow keys to select an option and press enter to activate it. Exit game.
Okay, I like the retro sounding, like, theme of this game. So you've got the 8-bit music, and you've got the voice that I don't know where this comes from, but it's really old. I don't know where this is from.
Start game, learn game sounds, options, learn game, a pack store.
So this is a pack store, and I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you can get sound packs or something.
Exit, start game, learn game sounds.
So we've got learn game sounds here, we need to go through that.
Select a sound to review, go back to previous menu.
You shoot towards the air.
Okay, that voice was the creator of the game, Oriol Gomez, and I am not sure why he did that with his voice, but it sounds really weird.
Killing combo. You shoot towards the air. Kill your bullet and the enemy's bullet collide. Level close to finishing. You die.
So that's if you die.
You shoot a bomb. Edge of the screen. Engine sound.
Wow. So it's got a lot of very synthesized sounds.
Airship. Ground base. Bouncer. Sphere shooter enemy. Armored airship. Armored airship hit. Porter.
Wow.
Slider. Ground turret. Genesis mothership sighted.
Yeah, so you get a lot of different types of enemies in here.
Warning. Genesis mothership
sighted. Genesis mothership.
Hey, that sounds fun.
Genesis mothership close to dying. Enemy bullet. Enemy about to shoot.
That doesn't sound very threatening, though.
Enemy bullet. Enemy about to shoot. Bonus item appears. Anti-aircraft burst. Anti-aircraft burst. You obtain anti-aircraft burst.
Anti-aircraft burst.
Aerial rapid fire.
Wow. That hurts. That noise hurts. Oh yeah, no, I guess most of the coding was done by Gillum, but okay. Let's see. I'm gonna check messages real quick before we. Got the README open. Okay. All right. Hi, Paige. It's fine. I'm kind of late too. Getting started. It's already 5:11. But there were a couple of you who expressed your desire to have a longer podcast. So, whereas I've been trying to keep this to about 45 minutes, you know, an hour has been the long kind of extreme, I'm going to kind of relax that time constraint. If we go over an hour, it's fine, because I recognize that some people want that. But I don't know if we will today, because these games... These games sounds interesting, but I don't know if they're going to last too long.
You obtain aerial rapid fire.
Aerial rapid fire.
Bomb area increase. You obtain bomb area increase. Shield bit.
Okay, I don't like many of the sounds in the game because of the tones like that, but...
You obtain single shield. You obtain double shield bit. You obtain single shield bit.
Single shield bit.
You obtain double
shield bit.
Beam velocity increase. You obtain beam velocity increase.
Beam velocity increase.
You raise a level.
Okay, so I'm guessing these are all the different item types you can get.
Extra life.
Oh, that's always nice.
Power up ends. Explosive sphere appears. Explosive sphere. Tower alarm. Tower alarm. Tower.
Go back to previous.
Tower. Tower.
Go back to previous
menu. So yeah, this is a bunch of different stuff in here. I'm really looking forward
main
to playing this. So
game.
Let me just get a refresher on these firing keys. Beam is Z, X is bomb, C is anti-aircraft burst. So we're gonna see how badly I fail at this because I didn't play this very much at all.
Upshuddler, game, start, game. Get ready.
Ow.
Keep that character
bomb. Or.
Four lives. I threw a bomb at it, whatever that was.
My hero.
Ow. Okay. So. I am not doing very good. Something
you
tells me I...
score of minus 2,970 points. And you are on level 1.
Main menu, use the up and down arrow keys to select and up.
Send your score.
Exit game.
Wow. I think I underestimated this game. I was like... You know, you won't need much practice for this, because it's just a... Oh, okay, so you gotta... I see what you're saying.
Exit.
Send you.
Exit. Start.
So I had to avoid those things.
Get ready.
I do like the sounds in this game, though. Bye. See, I'm getting the hang of this. Awesome. Got a single shield bit. There goes level one. I know, after... Okay, I like a lot of the sounds, but I don't like the constant tones. Like, there are a couple ones that are just constant tones, and I'm not a big fan of those. Kind of gives me a headache. But... Oh! Gillum wants to tune in. Let's... Cool. There we go. Now let's keep playing. Gillum actually asked for the URL to the streams, so he's about to join. I bombed it. Ooh, that was a bullet. This is fun.
Your final score is 2,595 points. And you're on level 2.
Main menu start game.
No, I was on level 2. I made it to level 2 this time. Let's see. Yep, you've got people giving me tips here. That's cool. Let's see. And yes, Gillum, you are right, this should be interesting. You haven't played the games in a long time. I haven't played the games ever. I would open them up for the first time on here.
See get ready.
Yeah.
Whoops. Level's about to finish. Okay, level 2. Uh-oh. I forget what that meant. Ow. That little death sound is so defeating. It's like you're just going, 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 and then... Oh, it died. Oh. Hey, what's that? It's those little, those little things that I don't know
your
how to get.
Your final score is 140 points, and you are on level 2.
Main menu,
so that game. So, that time I made it to level 2, but I scored 140 points. Wow. Gillum says, hey, that's fine. You're basically dedicating the stream to my game. I feel honored. Yeah, I mean, these are pretty cool games, dude. Like, I've only just started messing with them, but, you know, I wanted to play them because of the concepts, and they're actually really innovative for the genre. Let me get some more Coke. Like I said, I'm really tired, and that needs to quit happening because it's only 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Honestly, I should have gotten Sam to come on the stream.
Learn, start game. Get ready.
Okay, so I'm gonna use the... Yeah, this is the one I don't know how to get. Got that. Oh, that wasn't nice. It shot a bullet at me. I should have avoided that. Oh, hey, what are you? Ooh. I accidentally threw a bomb.
You have a -4 of -2,505.
I
won.
Oh!
You're on level 1. Main start game.
You had a score of -2,505 points. Hey, this is your perfect moment for a developer interview. Yeah. That's true. And also, I agree, you should totally create more stuff, because from what I've seen, your games are pretty original. Alright, so I'm gonna go see what the sounds were, or what a couple of the sounds were.
Tower alarm, tower.
So that's a tower.
X, power, X, you beam velocity. Tower. You should killing your level, you should edge engine, airship, ground bound, sphere, armored, arm, ground base.
Okay, yeah, that's a base.
Airship, ground bound, sir. Armored airship.
And that's an armored airship.
Armored airship hit. Porter. Ground bait.
Cool.
Main menu.
Send your scoop.
Next options. Next. Exit. Start. Get ready.
Oh, there's a base, and I'm gonna bomb it. Oh, or it's gonna shoot me while I'm talking about bombing it. Uh-oh. That ain't good. Aw, jerk. It produced an item, but there was a bullet. Ow.
1,415.
No, I really like this skill, it's cool. There we go. Hey, I was gonna get that one of these days. Now I'm getting the hang of this.
Entire threat burst.
Hey!
7,535.
Also, loving this music, dude. I think you bombed this. No, you don't. But if you let it shoot you, that isn't very helpful either.
11,755.
See, now I'm getting the hang of this. Time to die. Yeah, no. You didn't let me drop my bomb. How rude.
Your final score is 14,425 points. And you're on level 3.
Hey, I'm getting better. Start game. Oops. There we go. Oops. I accidentally took a screenshot. That's what that was. Let's check Discord. I haven't done that in a second. Just checking some stuff. Ooh. Okay. Oh, so you know what I think we got that one time? We got a porter. We got a porter a few, and I think that's what killed me, because it's the thing that I started shooting at and it just kind of moved somewhere else on the screen. That wasn't very nice. So you got a bomb, a turret. Oh. And you got the sliders that act like turrets. Okay. I also like how this game introduces, like, new enemies as you increase your level. That's cool. Okay. So Alec mentioned the mothership. He said that the mothership was coming and that it was going to be Rage. Now I see why. Because these things apparently will, if you shoot them, they'll go to a different part of the map and then they'll start going backwards and they'll... Yeah, that's not a very nice... Yeah, so they'll teleport backwards and they'll go to a different part of the map, so it's... Oh, I never got to the mothership? Yeah, I didn't think I did. I think I got shot down by something. Alright. So I figure we'll play a couple more games of this. Here we go.
-375.
Oh, that wasn't smart. Hey, I was about to bomb. No, I did bomb it. And then, but it shot before I bombed. So, I'm the one who died. We have a tower. We had a tower.
-200.
Okay. There's another freaking ground base. Yay.
1,525.
I'm getting better at destroying the ground bases, but what I've learned that you have to do with those is... And I wish I could pause this, but the one complaint I do have, Gillum, is that the music is way too loud for the pause menu. And I don't know if you can turn that down. Oh, I let that one go by. Wasn't smart. Boom. I went around the ground base. Hey. That was one of those porters, I think.
Your final score is 4,200.
I wasn't fast enough. I heard it shooting, and then
you were on level 3.
I think I was slightly to the left, so I started hitting the right arrow and went right in the path of the bullet. That wasn't good. No, but I really do like this game quite a bit. It's even more than I expected it would be. Because, you know, you think of a Space Invaders and you're like, yeah, they say it has all this stuff, but every Space Invader game says that. But no, this is it's really cool, especially since it has you constantly moving forward. So you have to, like, get rid of things before you get to them. It's really nice.
Start game.
Get some more coke. And then I'll check Discord. Paige says this game sounds hard. No, it's definitely not a game you can fall asleep while playing, that's for sure. It's not horribly hard at the beginning. Like, I honestly think he did a good job balancing this, kind of making the enemies gradually appear. But no, it definitely does get hard. There's a lot going on, and, you know... It's 5:38 right now, so I'll play a couple more rounds of this now that we've got more comfortable with it, and then I'll break out Dark Defender. And Dark Defender is another good one too. I'll tell you all about that in a minute. So let's play another round. See if I can. My highest score thus far has been 14,000, which is not very high. Ground base. Bye. Got another ground base. It's gonna shoot. So am I. Hey! It's not nice. Frickin'. I need to get an extra life. Ooh, the level ended before the ground base could shoot at me. Here it goes. Bye. There's another ground base. Ow.
6,205.
Now we got another ground base. I'm beginning to hate that shooting warning. Oh, I almost got it. There was an item over there. But I didn't react in time. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ah. That's not cool. Let's see.
3,
3 lives. Damn it. I don't know what that warning was, but I don't like it. Yeah, take that, ground base. Uh-oh. Oh! Why did I do that? I, like, swerved out of the way of the bullet, then misjudged the distance, so went right back in just in time for it to hit me. Hell yeah! Beat my all-time record.
Aerial rapid fire.
Ooh. I've got a power up. The aerial rapid fire, which means I can fire super fast. Not anymore, there goes the power up.
Aerial rapid fire.
Oh yeah, got the power up again. Die. Oh, I bombed it. Hey, this is my last game of VFB, and I'm doing the best at it. See, I knew I'd get the hang of it eventually. Quit
bouncing around.
Ooh. Aerial rapid fire. Ground base. Yeah, I didn't go all the way. Whoa. Uh-oh. Guys, this is the mothership. Oh.
Your final score is 42,410 points. And you are on level 3.
Main menu, use the up and
man, I got killed by the mothership's force field. At least I'm sure that's... That sucks, man. Oh, Gillum says you're. Whenever that I heard that warning that I didn't like, he said that was the tower alarm, and I'm supposed to fire a bomb. Yep. It had one hit left too when I died. Oh, I would have had to hit the mothership one more time, and it would have been dead. Fuck you, Gillum, man. That's just like, bro. Nah, it ain't that big of a deal. So yeah, guys, that is Villum. Yeah, it's Villums from Leon, and it's Villains from Beyond. And I really do think it's a good game. I do like the sounds. Yep, all my fault. I had fun watching. Thanks, Gillum. You couldn't have tossed in an extra life, like, to keep your boy going? No. Good job, though. I like the game. It's really fun. Now, you know, you can recall that last week I demonstrated Mine Racer, which was a $7.99 game. This was much more entertaining than that. It was another game where you are constantly going forward and having to avoid slash kill, but it was a lot more entertaining than Mine Racer, and and this didn't cost anything. Gillum says Villums from Leon. Yes, definitely. I hadn't thought of this. I could have, but that would have been no fun. It would have been fun for me. I would have got to kill the damn mothership. I don't like her. Now, I'm not quite sure if my NVDA beeps are coming through the stream or not. I don't... They shouldn't be, but who knows, man.
That's it, babe.
Alright. So, my final thoughts on Villains from Beyond are go play it. And I will put a link to it on the podcast description so that you guys can download it. Oh yeah, I forgot, when you die, it puts you at the start of the level. So yeah, he says, I would have been at the start of the level, and I would have, again, died before getting the mothership. Okay, so now we go to Dark Defender. And I think that the manual is built into this one. And this is a browser game, basically. Like he actually has it built into his website, but he recommends that you play it on Google Chrome. He coded this in Electron, like JavaScript using Electron, and so I've downloaded it as a standalone, but Dark Defender is a game you can actually play on the web, and it's really cool that you can do that.
Okay.
So yeah, we have the start game, we have a tutorial. Yeah, we're gonna go through that. We have game settings, learn game sounds. Speech settings. And that's it. Let's go in the game settings. Okay. Let's learn some sounds here. Your spaceship. Okay. Abductor ship. Humanoid on the ground. Now, from what I can tell about this game, is that you want to protect the humanoids on the ground, because the abductor ships will attempt to take them off the ground and float them up to the top of the screen and get away with them, and you don't want to let that happen. So this is an abductor that's transporting a humanoid. No good. This is a mutant abductor.
Ooh.
Enemy bullet.
Falling item.
Okay, so there's not too many sounds. Let me check Twitter, because I think that Gillum is blowing me up again. Oh, I missed a DM. Yeah, no, dude. It would be cool to have you come on the stream and, I don't know if I'd necessarily do a developer interview, but It would be cool to have you talking about your games and everything. I don't know if I can do it this time because, unfortunately, I'm using VB cable and I only have one line set up for the stream. And so, essentially, if I bring you in right now, I can route you through, but you'll also hear yourself. You'll hear yourself echoing if you're wanting to hear the game as well. And I don't, you know, some people don't mind hearing themselves, but others, it gets on their nerves. Sadly, the tutorial did not make it to the final release. Oh, sad day. So I'm guessing if I click on it, it's just gonna... Tutorial unavailable? Yeah. Okay. So, let me see if there's a README file. All right. First of all, I'm going to check messages before I get started because I don't want to miss anything. Okay. Good. Alright, so I don't seem to see a README. But, you know what I'm gonna do? Something stupid. So this is my ship. And this is how you shoot things with the space bar. Ooh. Okay. Ow. So I guess I'm going up. Oh, yep, there's a direct message from Gillum. I'm actually going to see. I'm gonna abort the game because I'm wondering if he's wanting to come on the stream. Because if he does want to come on... Okay, Gillum says he's fine with coming on TT, so I think we're going to make that happen. Because it would actually be really interesting having him here. Like I said, this podcast is very unprofessional. It's like, I don't even know why I call it a podcast, but it's mainly just a stream. And, you know, things like this happen. And it's cool. Okay, so yeah, we're probably going to get Gillum on here, and this will be really interesting, because he can explain the games as we're playing them, and you know, I really like that, because you remember I had Sam come on the server whenever I played his games, and I had Carter come on when I played his, and you know, I didn't think I'd get the chance to speak to Gillum, because I don't know him personally, I don't have any of his contact info. So, I've never spoken to him in person before, so I didn't actually think we'd get that arranged, but it seems like we will, and I like that. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. There's a human on the flow. I'm protecting you, human. Abductor? There's an abductor over there, guys. That's not nice. I'm gonna have to die.
Extra ship.
Extra ship. That was a falling item. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, I don't know what just happened there. So yeah, we're gonna... I think I killed something, but I'm not quite sure, so... Yeah, I can't actually find the readme. I wonder if it's in resources. No. Ooh. Here we go. Yeah. Okay, the manual is just on the website. It's not actually in a downloadable form. So I'm gonna read this for a second. Okay, so you'll always constantly be moving left or right, and you can change whether you want to move left or right with the arrow keys. Left or right, obviously. Okay, so we can use page up or A, page down or Z to accelerate or to decelerate. And then 1 through 5 can accelerate to preset speeds. That's cool. Yeah, okay, so we're going to get Gillum on here. And I'm sorry for the late replies to your messages, Gillum. It's Twitter, you know, the API limits. But... yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and make the channel, and then I'll DM you the name and password. Okay. Okay, here we go. Now I'm gonna root team talk here so that you guys can hear it. Cool. Awesomeness. Now, oh, that was very loud. Once he comes on, you know, be ready. All right, so you can move up and down by holding the up and down arrow keys. I figured that much. And you'll hear it touching down if it gets to the ground level. Oh, cool. So you can use space to fire and it'll like shoot, and the weapon is short ranged, but you like it's got a heat seeking thing, so it'll kind of lock on to enemies. I like that, but the enemies have to be close to you. And I think Gillum has joined. I have master volume at 0. That's not going to help anyone. There we go.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Gillum. What's up?
Oh, yeah, I am hearing myself.
Yeah. I hope that doesn't bother you too much.
Oh, no, it doesn't. I actually tend to hear myself all the time, so.
Cool. Yeah, I can hear myself, too, because I have to do that for the stream.
Yep.
Yeah, glad you can be here. I didn't expect that we'd be able to arrange this.
I tend to be up around these times, so it's no problem for me to just, like, pop on here and see what's going on.
Niceness.
And, you know, it's always fun to watch people play your games.
Of course. Of course. No, I'm just now learning what that feels like, and it's a good feeling.
Yep.
So, you ready to watch me rage at your game?
Oh, yeah, this should be fun.
Yeah, it should.
Dark Defender the one thing about Dark Defender that I actually have a problem with myself is the fact that I guess I didn't really make the learning curve as smooth as it should be. So, you will most likely rage for the first 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good that you're here and you can, like, give me real-time tips because I miss messages. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Twitter's API thingies.
Now I'm gonna... before I get started, I'm just gonna make sure... Huh? Yeah, your volume's fine. I'm gonna ask the listeners if they're actually able to hear you, because that would be very disastrous if not.
I can check for you, hold on.
Oh, cool. You can't hear him. That's weird. Let's see. I don't... Yeah, it says
actually,
it's
yes,
the...
They can.
Oh, you can?
I mean, I just opened up the stream on my, on a separate window, and I can hear myself.
Oh, okay.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. That... Hold on. I've got two iPhones over here, and that... I don't... Oh, yeah. Alex said, we can't hear him, but then Sam's like, we can hear him. And then, yeah... Carter said, we can now, and... Okay. Yeah, Alec just smoked a bad strain, bro. Okay,
wow.
Yeah, because
apparently.
Yeah, I was worried I was just sitting there talking to thin air in front of the podcast, you know, because...
No, Alec's just, you know...
Yeah. Alec
just... moment sometimes. It's okay. You have to forgive him. It's not his fault.
Okay, he did say that before I fixed the master volume. Okay. That.
Oh, well, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, because I set my master volume to 0 when I came on here because there was a bunch of people in the main channel I didn't want to deal with.
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, right, the game is split into the levels. Oh.
Yep.
So you gotta...
Oh, man,
so
you're gonna hate these motherships even more.
Oh, yeah?
Like, this is maybe, like, 20 times worse than the VFB ones.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Why?
So, you said earlier, and this is something that I should have made clear in the manual, the weapon itself is not short-range. The one thing that is short-range is the, heat-seeking.
I can't speak. Okay.
So, you cannot fire from, you know, your vertical range is not very big. That's basically what that means.
Okay. Let's see. So, do you think I should fire this thing up?
Yeah, you can try. I don't think... I mean, to be very honest, it's hard to get past level 1 on the first try, but you'll get used to it.
Yeah. Tell me if you can hear it.
The mutant ones will fire back at you.
Okay. The mutant ones will fire back.
Just try to get the humanoids. Yeah, just try to get the humans as they fall if you happen to be able to destroy them while they're growing up.
The Stephen D. Godcast.
Which is what you want to do.
Hey, why aren't you loading? That's a problem.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It doesn't want to open.
5 years later.
Dude, the sad thing is that, like, watch 50 million of these windows just pop open. That is so weird. Why isn't it opening?
I don't
Come
think
on.
This is supposed to happen.
No, I don't think it is either.
Dark Defender window. Document busy. Magnet.
Oh, here it is.
Dark Defender application.
Oh. Hello.
I deleted something out of my other copy of Dark Defender, and I don't think it liked that very much. I didn't mean to delete anything. Fuck Windows, and it's a refusal to ask you if you want to delete.
Okay.
Oh god, I hate that.
Can you hear the game okay?
You and your team talk very slightly up because I don't think I will be able to be heard over the game. I don't know if you can hear me over the game, but like...
Yeah, I can hear you.
Right now it's just the menu music, but when it's slightly louder... Okay.
Ooh.
Here we go. You might want to accelerate.
Okay.
There you go. Turn back.
I just
oh, you need to turn to the right. See, that one's a bit. Go up. That one's way above you. Here we go.
That was important.
Ooh.
Yeah, that one turned.
Yeah, and then it shot me.
On the top of the screen and it turned.
Yep. And then it shot me. How dare that? Dude, I like this. Like, I know it's gonna... I'm gonna rage at it. Oh, where is that thing?
That's an abduction warning. That tells you that someone was... Oh. Goodbye, humanoid. Go up. No, you need... Oh, it turned.
Ow! I let it shoot me again.
Yeah,
or did I crash
so,
into it?
So what you want to do is to catch... No, you. It shot you.
Okay. So now what I want to do to catch what?
You want to catch them... you want to shoot them down before they get to the top of the screen. When they get to the top of the screen, they turn.
Oh, okay.
You still... Yeah, there you go.
There's a lot of abduction. Do I want to shoot these?
Okay, catch it.
What was that?
Oh, it's gonna die. Okay, so what that is...
It's a mutant?
Ow. Oh, there you go.
So
the way this works is, I think I mentioned this in the manual. So the way this works is when you shoot in, a ship that's abducting a humanoid, the ones that are going up, it's going to drop the humanoid. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to very quickly drop down and catch the humanoid. You want to be below it and catch it. And then you want to leave it on the ground because you cannot hold more than you want a humanoid.
Oh, okay. Is there a sound that tells you when you caught a humanoid?
Yep. It will do like this little magnetic kind of...
The
noise.
Game went...
I don't really know how to describe it.
The game went irresponsive. Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah, after...
I have never seen it do that.
And... Well, I don't think it went irresponsive. I just think it said game over, and you can't.
Yeah, you need to close it and reopen it. I don't actually know why that happens.
It's no biggie. We all manage to make stuff like that happen on occasion. It's all good.
It makes no sense because of the way that it was made, but, you know, still happens.
Exactly. You know, freaking hate it when code does that. Okay, let's get a refresher on these sounds.
So what you can also do in this menu is you can press left and right to change the pitch of the sounds as they're being played, so you can learn what they sound like at different pitches.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Nice. So if you shoot that down, then you need to go down and
catch the screaming thingy.
Yeah. Yep. What does the screaming thingy sound like? What is that? A falling?
That's not there, but that's the scream that keeps falling down. I didn't think it was necessary to put that in the menu.
Okay.
It's just a scream. Like, there's yeah. just... There's not much to it.
I'm going to die. Yeah.
Probably.
Let's see.
Okay, this should be fun.
Yeah. Ooh, there's a man on the ground.
Oh, that one's heading for it. Go left. See that thing? Oh, it got it.
Oh, I can shoot it.
Yeah. And again.
Did I catch it?
Keep going up. No.
Okay.
No, because it didn't. It's still there. Oh, it turned.
What do you do when it turns?
You try not to get shot by it.
Oh, okay. And then you just have to let it go. You don't kill it.
No, you can kill it. It takes 4 hits.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's a ship. Uh-oh. We have an abduction.
No. Go back down. There you go.
You're not very nice. Come on. Come here. Oh, it's going away from me. Shit.
There, go down.
Yeah.
There you go.
Put it on the ground.
Okay, leave it down there. There you go.
There was a falling item.
That's what you do. That means there's a bullet down
here. Yep, I heard that bullet. Ow! It hit me. I avoided a few of them.
Yeah, so the only way to avoid them is to go up or down.
Oh, okay, you can't avoid them from side to side.
You can... I mean, you can fly away from them, but it's pretty hard. Like, you might as well just go up or down a little bit.
Oh, shit. No.
You got it.
Oh, that's a special item. It's a...
Go up. Going up, you might be able to get that.
Yes!
There you go.
Let's put you on the ground.
You have rapid fire.
Oh, you killed it.
One more.
Oh, it got me.
No.
No! Level 2! Yeah! Oh, shit. Where is he?
Below you.
Rapid fire.
Okay, yeah, he turned.
So... One of the biggest challenges of this game, and this is the reason why most people don't get used to it, is you have to get used to the regular pitches for the sounds and make sure that you know when you're above or below something.
Oh, okay.
And this is something I did not know how to train people on, and it's kind of a mess.
No, I feel... because I have perfect pitch, so I feel like I'll eventually get used to it. And that's not a bad system.
It takes some getting used to.
It would be kind of cool for people who don't have perfect pitch if you added, like, some kind of extra layered noise that would kind of signify, hey, you're
that's
on the
true.
Same.
But you do get a warning when you're at like around the same height. That's your radar. That's the little alarm you hear.
Uh-huh, that tells you you can shoot.
Mm-hmm. The other alarm is a bullet coming for you.
Damn it, I'm almost done with my coat.
So as long as you know those two.
And now I am done with my coke. Wow.
Aw.
Yeah, I know. And I almost threw it in the cat box instead of the trash can. Yeah, he would have appreciated that.
Alright.
Here we go. Dude, this game is really cool, though. I like it. Thank you, boss.
Oh. I survived. Also, make sure to turn where they, towards where they are.
Yeah, okay. Ooh, he's about to hit the top of the screen. Yeah, he turned.
They both did.
That sucks. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that was hard.
I think I got a mention on Twitter, but I'll check it in a second. Let's see. I like the sounds in this too.
Oh yeah, you have to thank Peter for that. This sound design is amazing.
Agreed. Hey, what just happened?
What just happened?
Yes.
Can someone explain to me why you just died?
No, I can't. Whoa.
Oh, okay. Don't hit F.
What does that do?
That jumps into the right part of the screen.
Oh.
That's useful if you're like in a big huge swarm and you're like, I wanna get out.
Oh hey little guy, what's up?
Go back up.
Yeah, I don't...
That was pretty bad.
That was inexcusable, but at least I can check the whatever I just got. Unless that was a weather alert. I think that was a weather alert. Yeah, it was a weather alert.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm inside, so I don't care about weather alerts. It can go ahead, like, dude.
Unless it takes your electricity with it.
Yeah, but the kind of weather alerts we're getting right now is weather alerts because it decided to get really cold today and start raining down sharp pieces of ice, you know? Cause,
oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. Get the sleet going. It's like... Yeah, it stings when it hits you.
It almost never gets that cold over here because, like, you know, we have the sea right next to us, so, like, temperature is just pretty... Not warm all the time, but it's very balanced. We don't have extreme cold or extreme heat.
Tell that to Maine and them, like up in the northeast of U.S. Oh, they.
Poor people.
The sea is right next to them, and that doesn't matter.
Yep.
That's way too cold. Okay. All right, so I figure we'll play another round or two of this on the stream. Because, again, this is really cool. Good, cool concept.
Oh,
I killed that
you
one.
Got it.
But it didn't drop an human.
Yeah, it did. You just happened to be right below it as it fell.
Oh! Well, let's go put it down.
Yeah, that was hard.
That was, but it's fun. Like, I'm raging at this in a good way. Because it's...
That's good to know.
It's difficult, but it's fun. Hey! That went nice.
Yeah, I got the abductors that are not abducting... If you shoot at them, they will get mad at you and start shooting.
Ah.
Oh, go get that one. Oh.
I killed him. He had a human in his hand.
Go back up. There you go.
Aww.
Oh god, there's two of them! Go down!
Oh, he fell to his death.
Oh, you missed that one.
Yeah.
He fell to his death! Oh, catch him. Space jump.
What does that do?
Okay. That's the F.
Oh.
That was like almost. That one was actually pretty good. So you had an instance, and this is actually one of the hardest things you can have in the game, where you have a humanoid, and another humanoid is falling. So you have to drop that one on the ground and quickly go back to capture the one that's falling, and that's actually really fun to do.
Yeah. We'll call that humanoid that died Pussycat Liam.
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't know if you watched this.
That's
stream.
The one thing that I didn't. I do. Did sometimes.
Oh yeah. Did you see the stream where he streamed my new game Scramble that I'm working on?
Actually, no. I was told by Oriole that I should have, but I wasn't around at the time, so.
Oh wow. The reason I say we call him Pussycat Liam is because there's a badge in Scramble called Pussycat Liam that you get if you jump off a platform and die.
I am amused.
Yeah, leaping Liam was a happy little kitty until he jumped and didn't land on his feet and died. Then he was a dead little kitty. L-I-M, more like L-I-was.
Okay, that is actually really sad.
I know.
That makes it so much more sad.
Yeah! Oh, it could have been if you had just climbed down.
Heartless.
Dude, I have to play this one more time.
The one thing that I did like about this game, and that I do like when you get used to it, is... There is kind of, a lot more maneuvering involved that in like a lot of these types of games.
Yes.
Not that there are many, but like, you know, just the whole vertical movement and going left and right and having to turn back and forth. I did like that. And when it gets swarmy, it gets really messy.
Agreed. Like you have to have strategy and you have to have reflexes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, uh-oh. I get a really satisfied feeling from, like, putting a humanoid down. I don't know why, but that sound is just like, yes, I did it.
Because you completed the objective, yeah. You aren't a failure at life.
Aw.
Oh, it sounds like a baby.
Ooh, you almost missed that. Or you barely missed it.
Hey, I'm getting better at this.
Yep.
I'll set you down next to Peter. I like the level up sequence too. Ooh, shit. Except it made me think I was dying the first time.
Oh, yeah. There was one that you missed, by the way.
Oh. Well, let's go back and get him before he takes someone. Yep, he just took someone.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay, where is that guy?
Just climb up. Where the hell?
I don't know.
Just
I don't know where he's at.
Okay, I'm really confused because it said 12. Oh no.
There's one.
Okay, go get that one.
Yep.
Back there. Oh.
Oh, it shot at me. Fuck that.
That one's mutated.
Yeah. It got me.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to stay in its line of fire for too long.
Yeah. What I did was I stayed in its line of fire and then I went and got shot. Oh, this one's about
that one's
to...
dropping.
Yep. I'm gonna let him pick the human.
No. That's actually better for you.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, one more time. You can get them before they get the human.
Okay, let's go put him down. Aw. My hopes and dreams.
What?
Yep, I went and got shot.
Very sad.
So not only did my hopes and dreams die, so did I.
Yeah, apparently.
Sorry about the TT messages. That's annoying. Ooh. Oh,
yeah, you need to turn back to the right.
Ooh.
That's the thing, is you have to keep in mind that your bullets travel, like, in the direction that you're facing. So if you hear it going left, but you no longer hear the enemy on the left, you gotta turn back.
Yeah. No, I think what happens is I get into a firing frenzy and just go, die. And you can't
That's
do
easy
that.
To do.
Hey, you can't do that in
can't
this game.
Do it.
What time is it?
6:29 p.m.
6:29. Let me see. Let me check messages. Because there could be. Alright. The Stephen D. Godcast is the name of the Skype group. Oh.
I am amused.
Did someone rename it to the Stephen D. Topcast?
Topcast?
Wait. Sam says, yeah, fuck this topic.
Wow.
The Stephen D. very, very much un-godcast. The Stephen
that
D.
I can agree with.
The Stephen D. podcast. Just to avoid midstream confusion. the Stephen T. Dopcast. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Beep, 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 beep. Oh.
Podcast.
People have been messaging in here for like 20 minutes.
Oh, great. You missed all that.
Yeah. Mostly it's just conversation. There was a couple tips, like turn up your TT volume.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. There we go.
Did it. Hello.
Lol.
Oh, look, I'm louder now.
Ah, dude, podcast.
My beautiful voice.
The Steven Wannabe Godcast.
Oh, that I can also agree with.
Nobody asked for your deluded opinion.
No, but it's still there, just in case anyone agrees with it, which I'm pretty sure someone does.
But you're only going to get Sam and Carter and Alec to agree with that, and blech, fuck those guys.
Hey, I mean, you're three people, and you're just one.
But I'm more important.
You're one people, yep. Oh yes, I'm sure you are.
Well, because you know we get a... I guess you know what this means, or maybe you don't, because you're a first-time guest and listener on the stream, but this means that our stream is coming to a close. So...
It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, it was. And, yeah, thank you for coming on and talking me through your games and stuff.
Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, of course, dude. Like, you ever want to come back on and chill out with, like, on the stream? Hit me up.
Alright.
Yeah.
I will take the opportunity to do this at some time.
Of course. Well, I want to thank everyone else for listening and tuning in. And again, like, my final viewpoint on these games is that, yes, you guys should go and play them. They were worth the time that I spent playing them. And... you know, I'm going to put the links in the podcast description because one of them's from Oreo Gomez's site and the other one... Wait, did I say Oreo? I don't know.
I actually don't know. You might have, but it's not the first time it happens.
Yeah. No, but then the other one you can get from Gillum... there's not much on the website. It's just the domain with the game on it.
No, there isn't.
So,
but hey, it works.
It does work. It's effective, it's to the point, it's concise, and it works. Also, there's some coke on my desk.
The manual for Dark Defender is also actually on the website, so it's not in the package that you download. That is something that I should have made more clear, but you know what?
It is what it is. We figured it out. So yeah, guys.
I am not very organized, as you can tell.
Me neither, dude. Like, you should have seen my oh shit releases.
I did.
Oh, man. Well, I guess I will see you all on February 22nd. And that reminds me, I was going to talk to you guys about one thing. I'm probably going to start a BK3 playthrough on the podcast. Yeah. I'm not going to do it every single episode. I'm going to change things up, you know, like, keep coming back to it. But yeah, I want to do that. It's going to be some hardcore rate. What?
Gotta love that game.
Yes, it's a good game. He put a lot of work into it.
Oh, definitely. That whole series is actually extremely good.
Agreed. Freaking awesome. And with that, I will now sign off and hope that nobody gets rained on by daggers of sleeting ice. Have a good